This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And one of my favorite people is Lowell Ponte. Lowell, welcome back. And you always have what I call, you are a pundit of what we call dark geopolitical humor. In fact, you could be a stand-up comedian in Hollywood or some other great city, but just talking about geopolitical truths and giving you the truth along with a little bit of twisted humor like Jim Carrey. In fact, you can be the geopolitical version of Jim Carrey. What do you think of that?
Well, I'd rather be able to lie down than be a stand-up. I mean, if that's what it comes down to.
Well, why don't you be a lie-down comedian? Maybe actually they get a big couch and you actually do all your thing with a microphone and you're laying down while you're talking. That'd be cool.
Well, speaking of which, Harvey Weinstein just had a 23-year prison sentence imposed on him just from the New York-related cases of alleged rape or sexual abuse of women. He has not yet been heard in the Hollywood cases or in the cases in Europe, so he may be spending a bit of time behind bars. It also came to light this day that apparently when Jennifer Aniston, it was found that she was about, or it was about to be released, that he'd had sexual assault involving her, he told a friend that she should be killed.
Yeah, but you know what?
He's a slow guy. What can we?
I'm going to just give you a little bit of dark humor here. It's not him talking. It's his avatar demon inside him talking. Now, the big question I have is not that this bastard shouldn't have gone to prison years ago. Being, I would call, remember the word Hollywood is interesting, you know? The Holly plant actually has a barrier used as a substitute for blood in a child blood sacrifice. Did you know that? And actually, the arm of a Holly plant, when you cut off all the leaves and berries, is called the Pindar. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
The Pindar is actually the wand of a wizard. So Hollywood is actually the land of the wizards. Is that interesting or what?
How interesting. Holly is also one of more than 140 plants that create caffeine. And as a result, when they talk about the South American gaucho in Argentina drinking mate, tea to keep himself stimulated, that's actually made of holly berry or holly leaves.
You know the other thing that the holly berry does when you take a lot of it? It increases a thing called adrenochrome. You know what adrenochrome is?
No.
It's a fear molecule, so that when you're going to sacrifice somebody or kill them, or they're about to die because they're falling off a building, they have a giant surge of adrenochrome before they have a surge of the molecules that connect them with their soul. So guess what? It's a substitute, but that's why the maniacs have made the processing system for your computer, they call it Chrome. It's actually not Chrome, it's adrenochrome. Because the devils that run our real world order invented 666. Yes, our operating system is no longer going to be Windows 10. The next one is AI, because it's going to be the beast. People don't get this. They don't realize they're making fun of us and laughing at us, and we don't get it. We don't get the jokes. Like, oh, I don't get the joke.
Speaking of the world order that runs the things, they just had an election again this week. They're saying Bernie Sanders didn't do well, but first, the Democratic Party has now incorporated or embodied the essential political process of the U.S. and England. That is, those elections are normally thought of as a contest between the evil party and the stupid party. Well, Bernie Sanders now officially represents the evil party,
right,
the Fidel Castro-supporting entity, and Joe Biden, who has had two aneurysms, among other difficulties that may help explain his mental difficulties. He had, that is, both of them were brain aneurysms.
Right.
He represents the stupid party, and God knows we don't want a hand on the nuclear button.
Well, no, you've got to understand now, and you'll like this humor because you like my deagle dark humor, right? I have a dictionary I'm building up over on Clay and Iron. It includes this, and I think I'll do some video clips of my private Vimeo channel that's going to include a lot of these little quips. But I consider Joe Biden a sock puppet of the demon rats. Do you like that? Mm-hmm. He's a person so incompetent, he doesn't know the difference in the stage of his wife or his sister. He's so incompetent, he doesn't know what state he's in. And he starts saying things like, he told the woman she was a liar. She was a dog-faced pony soldier. Remember that?
I do.
I thought, this guy, if he was a Hollywood stand-up comedian, he got people pretty drunk eating their munchies. But he wants to be president, the most difficult job in the world? Dang. Now, you got to understand, Satan has got his hand all the way up his butt and is moving his eyeballs and his mouth like this guy is real. He's not a real person anymore. Maybe he was a previous incarnation in 2012 and before. He is a sock puppet of the demon rats, and they want that. They'd rather not have somebody that's a total maniac like we call Bernie Commie Claus. He's a straight-up, in-your-face, luciferic, I'm going to take everything you have and make a super state that controls every aspect of your life. Commie Claus, and even the students who want their debt dissolved say, you know, I don't know if I like that. And so the Democratic Party, which is called the Demonratic Party, same term as Judge Pirro, they want a sock puppet. They got one. Now, whoever happens to become vice president is very likely going to become president because this guy is not long for going to either a senior home or his grave.
I think the official medical calculation that's been done, given his aneurysm history, he has a 97.2% chance of living through his first four-year term. Which is to say, better than one chance in five of dying and that vice president taking over immediately. Of course, there was Woodrow Wilson, who nominally lived, incapable of functioning as president.
Well, let me give you a medical intuitive, okay? And I'm going to give you something that's a thus saith the Lord rather than just thus say Deagle. The man has got about 1.2 years left where he's got some kind of rational life he can still walk, talk, and swallow. Okay? He doesn't have 5 years. And that means even if he's in a nursing home, he's sipping tea and having food that's kind of pre-digested so it doesn't choke him. He's incompetent. He's dangerous.
And this guy is. And that's also assuming that he has a halfway decent food taster to make sure he's not being poisoned by the White House.
Well, they don't need to poison him. They want him to be a sock puppet. They want his carcass up there so the deep state can continue to do whatever the hell they want to do. You see, they don't really want a president. They want a sock puppet. The thing about Trump, and Trump is a pain in the butt, the guy is socially a genius, but he's an idiot in terms of other people because he tolerates things. For example, if Josh Bernstein or you or I got a chance to talk to Trump and gave him a reality check, he'd fire a lot of these bastards, including his medical director that allowed the Diamond Princess to park and bought people off that went through taxis and airports and so on, spreading the virus like crazy all across the country. His medical director should be freaking fired. He should go to jail. Son of a bitch, you should know the difference. When people have the virus, including on a quantum test or PCR, they should have gone to isolation, not quarantine. Oh, I'm going to send you home. Just don't go over to dinner. Are you kidding me? They didn't even actually quarantine people's stool. If you flush the toilet, it goes to a public sewage treatment thing, and they have toilet to tap water, that virus can last on the surface 9 days. Maybe it'll last 90 days in the freaking sewage system. We don't know. I think the problem I find is
they put that water through purple pipes and spray it out onto the planet.
Yeah, it doesn't do a damn. Listen, a lot of bugs think of chlorine as vitamins. Yeah, chlorine will knock out E. coli, but it doesn't knock out spirochetes or viruses or things like Giardia lamblia. Giardia looks like, you think that's going to kill me? I call that vitamins.
Yeah.
And then we got these moron debt.
Just one minor expansion I'd want to add.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Michigan, the election there, Biden beats Bernie Sanders. Everyone says, oh, well, Bernie Sanders is finished. There's just one thing they're not calculating. That is, when the election results are broken down by age cohorts,
right.
Every age group up to age 54 voted for Bernie Sanders. Only voters older than 54 voted for Biden.
Right.
So, in other words, the younger generations are still coming up willing to vote for a socialist. I mean, knowingly.
Let's take the gloves off here.
Biden is a socialist. Biden has endorsed.
They're both socialists, but
all those things.
What is a socialist to try to kind of sweet talk it? But they're both socialists. But really, Bernie Claus is like a Russian style, Soviet style communist. This goes beyond real Karl Marxism. This is really vile what he wants to do. You actually listen to his plans, you go, oh, my God, and this guy talks like Mr. Potato Head really fast, and I'm thinking, Boy, are you ever freaking crazy. If you ever get the levers of power, we're in deep trouble.
And let me give an example of that from my column that's out this week.
Right.
The column theme is on the left practicing germ warfare. What do you say? How could that be? Well, they started out merely trying to wage political war by using the virus and how it was being handled politically as a reason to say Trump failed, Trump did bad, Trump's the reason you got this virus. Now, however, Democrat politicians who support Sanders are coming to the fore, one of which in Denver, Colorado, is a city councilwoman named Candy Cidabaca.
Yeah, I know. I heard her name.
What's interesting about her, she has signed on to a statement making around to the left there. If I do get the coronavirus, I'm attending every MAGA, that is Trump rally, I can. In other words, she openly advocates and encourages people, if they become sick with this, to go to Trump gatherings. Now,
her and the Duke of Edinburgh are related. You remember the Duke said in 1988 he wanted to come back because a killer virus, right? Please continue.
Oh, sure, but imagine. I give examples of this in the column, but in this case is the rather frightening prospect that doesn't get mentioned by anybody, not even the press, the scarce press that reports this, and that is if you have a Trump rally of 10,000 people. A little older than average, and you infect all of them, chances are you could get as many as 300 people die from that casual, deliberate coronavirus infection. Now, it is against the law in many states to spread AIDS to people who don't know, or to spread hepatitis C. Why do we not make it against the law to consciously, deliberately spread this kind of illness, which does have a fatality level? We could debate whether it's 3.4 or it's 7 for people in their 70s or 15 for people in their 80s.
Right.
But it has a fatality level. If you're spreading it around, you are killing people.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And so please continue the amazing Lowell Ponte, our amazing article. By the way,
I don't know exactly the moment we dropped off there, but the point is that this woman, who, by the way, is a Sanders supporter,
yeah,
the Denver City Councilwoman,
right,
she is advocating the deliberate spreading of this coronavirus at Trump gatherings. You take a Trump 10,000-person rally, you spread that among all the people who are there, you have a good chance of killing 300 people by the same
time. Oh, easy, yeah, easy. And by the way, once the healthcare system gets saturated, you won't kill 300, because once there's not enough ICU beds or ventilators, that number will go up to 1,000 or 10,000. Okay, so you got to understand things here. It's no different than me walking to a shopping mall and say, you know, I got an advanced, you know, minigun that can shoot 700 rounds a minute, and I'm just going to stand here and spray everybody around me. And if they happen to die, tough on them. And that's what they're doing. I mean, or going along with an injection and running up to people and inject them with AIDS. It's no different, is it?
That's Hitler and Coke, 15. Yeah.
Right. So this is, you know, you got to understand the lack of humanity and decency here is one of the things I see nowadays. There's a quote in the book of Timothy. It says, "And the love of many, agape love of many, will wax cold." In other words, people will become animals. They'll become decortic and monsters. They'll be driven by luciferic evil. This is not even, look, if you disagree with somebody, you can have a dialogue. When someone talks like this, it's like, are you talking to a person, or you're talking to their demonic entity inside them? Really, right? Just a second, somebody's trying to call me.
Yes, yeah, no doubt about it.
Yeah, Paul, we're going to give you a call here in the next hour, the top of the next hour, 2
yeah,
o'clock.
Did you call about a half hour ago?
No, I didn't. No, somebody else called. We'll call you in about, they probably call to confirm. We'll call you in at the top of the hour, okay?
Two o'clock,
yeah.
Okay.
Take care, bye. That's Paul Walter from the newswithviews.com. Amazing guy from Slovenia. He has about 150 authors. He's an amazing guy. So please continue, because I want you to, people to grasp this. What's going on now? I hear people like Hannity, because Hannity's, you know, he's a kiss butt pundit, you know, people that want to just kind of inadvertently, but don't need, you know, I want to support Trump if I can talk to the gay guy. But if I can't get through to this character, he's going to walk us over the cliff. Now, I want people to understand that the Democrats are gone. They're completely demonically energized. They're so evil, it's right in your face evil. But Trump is very, very clever, and the people around him are using him to manipulate him to do things that are not really the best thing for our options. And if we can get through to Trump, we can contain the SARS coronavirus, we can get the debt forgiven for students so they can actually go and have a family, we can have the economy stabilized against anything, you know, solar events, anything like that. But we don't have that now. We don't even have missile defense, which we're trying to get. We don't understand that the Russians are setting us up in the New World Order to surrender to world government. That's why they're not trying to prosecute a war when they put the missiles in Nicaragua or Laurentian Island. They're trying to prosecute us into a surrender to world government. And this SARS coronavirus is, like I call, Virageddon. They're going to kill off the elderly, the weak, and the sick, and fragile. And they're going to force the rest of us into the matrix with a chip and force vaccination to reduce human fertility. Even Bill Gates says, yeah, when I vaccinate you, yeah, I'll save your hide, but you're going to be sterile. Not going to make any more babies. He says it. People don't get this, do they? Please continue.
And in fact, a lot of the millennial generation is not making babies anyway, so that may all be tied in. And they are the people who voted in majority count up to age 54 for Sanders.
So they actually want to be, you know what I call them? I don't call them the young people. I call them the diaper generation. It doesn't matter if they're 24 or 34. They want the state to diaper them. Now, as soon as the state takes over anything, I want education to be not free, but affordable and right-offable.
Let's emphasize exactly what you said, because it is so right. And that is, they are permanently infantilized. They want to be cared for by mommy and daddy. Socialism is just the government form of mommy and daddy, who will provide them a basement and endless television entertainment and free food and so on. And they don't have to do much more than that. Oh, yes, and they'll be provided lots of drugs as well.
Oh, yeah, all the drugs are legal then.
Easier.
Marijuana, cocaine, magic mushrooms are legally guys in Colorado. It's like, are you kidding me? I mean, this is no different than some of these movies made 20, 30, 40 years ago about taking Soma so that you can completely kind of infantilize the population that are drugged out to their eyeballs Well, you have the end of the world happening. Duh.
In fact, Aldous Huxley's Brave New World has a fascinating scene in that regard, in which somehow in one sector of the city, the Soma supply runs out, and the people begin to disorient and not know where they are and become crazy and begin to riot for no reason. And suddenly, a couple of government trucks come out, pull up, and stop, and they pull out sprayers, and they spray the whole crowd with a mist of Soma. And suddenly, the crowd returns to normal. Normal in Brave New World, of course, being that you can enjoy the feelies.
Yeah,
you know how
yeah,
they now dub old black and white movies into movies. In the feelies, they could take old movies and dub emotions, like sexual emotions, into the actors and actresses who are there.
Yeah, we see that now, for example.
Experience of being them.
We have to make sure that our movies don't offend the communist Chinese maniacs. Our companies like Google actually works with WhatsApp with the communist Chinese to make a social rating system that's now made almost 14 million under citizens that can't get health care, get on a train or plane, or even get a job. And by the way,
remember, China is the most richest country on Earth. They are governed by the Han Chinese, a particular subracial group. And Han Chinese look at everyone else on the planet as their inferiors, just as third or fourth rate people to be manipulated, controlled, and so on.
And even other different subdivisions of Chinese. There used to be 8 different dialectics in China before the communist Chinese. Now there's only one, right?
Pretty much, yeah. There may be a few people passing as Han Chinese. And that includes some of the Chinese who are running Taiwan, who are in Singapore and elsewhere. A lot of China's original industry was created by money imported from overseas Chinese back into China, because they so wanted to be part of a unified Chinese culture.
Right.
And so that persists. I mean, if you look at a country like Indonesia, think of the days when the Clintons were good friends of the Riyadi family. Well, I've been in Indonesia. The Riyadis don't show their face much there because they are overseas Chinese and they are hated by the native Indonesians.
Right.
But they're still exploited. The Chinese, overseas Chinese, own much larger than their proportion of the population segments of the economy. They may only be 10% of the people, but they're 50% of the economy or the wealth.
Ah.
And so they have a huge influence in Asia.
Interesting. So when I hear people like Hannity say, it's not the end, everything's fine, we're going to get over this, even Trump. Oh, don't worry, the economy. So when he talks yesterday, the stock market goes up. Today, it's going down. Trump, if I had 20 minutes with this knucklehead, he'd get a reality check. Now, you don't need to panic, but you need to take proactive action. Proactive is don't let anybody come into the country unless you, number one, do not only PCR testing, but actually isolation until you can prove they don't carry the virus, whether it's even in isolation for a month until they get sick, or a PCR is positive, or my quantum test, which will tell them right away if the COVID virus 139-year-old Dalton, glycoprotein is in their body.
And by the way, you're not just talking about Chinese. The illegal aliens flowing across our southern border that the Democrats and the Republicans want to be doing that, God only knows the diseases they're carrying. I know where I'm...
Well, let me give you a list of some of the ones that are there. Number one, they're carrying new versions of what's called the AIDS virus. They're carrying Zika. They're carrying... bubonic plague. Do you know a plague is coming back to America? It's in actually a couple of bubonic plague clinics, one in Texas, another one in, I think, Louisiana.
It's always here in very tiny amounts, usually found
not tiny anymore.
Out in the woods.
Not tiny anymore. They're actually bringing the bubonic plague back. People don't get this. They don't realize we also have, what's it called, the thing that got Miriam, Moses' sister. She got, what was that?
Well, they think typhus may have been.
Allicin Med is the exact universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allison Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M of NutriMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Please continue this interesting dialogue. I think people don't quite get it. You know, if you're a newbie to coming to the NutriMedical Report, by the way, I've been doing this now for radio for around 25 years. I had a show on Clear Channel back in the mid-90s when I was in practice. Laughter is the Best Medicine with the comedian Mark Allen Curry. Then 1999 with the Prophecy Club to 42 cities in Israel, national radio and TV. 2005, after I closed my practice, I started working with Genesis. Then it has some little stints over at Republic Radio and Rents Network. I'm back at the network, the one that actually works and actually has the power and the stuff to get it out there to the people, Genesis. And I'm doing a thing called Vimmer Radio, and in a few days I'll have it all set up. So all my shows will be not only live radio, but also video, and I also do video all hours of days and night. I'm usually up 2, 3, 4 hours a night. I'm so driven by this freaking mess and have been for years. I have chronic insomnia. I mean, if I don't take supplements to go to sleep, I need about, like Albert Edison, about 3 hours a night sleep. I don't need a lot. I need more for my health, so I take a lot of supplements, which I take our super, you know, I take our things like GABA T2, melatonin time release, and stress to go, and I sleep like a bobby. I've been tucked in with my little lumen photon, turning my brain off, say, Deagle, go to sleep, nighty-night, boy. Turn off those little astrocytes. I want people to understand that where we are right now, Mr. Hannity, the only one that actually seems to have half a clue is Tucker Carlson. Well, listen to Laura Ingraham. These people are don't worry, it's no big problem. I'm thinking, you lying pieces of human in non-intelligent garbage. Shut your friggin' mouths. You're putting people in danger by telling them not to prep. In fact, even Mike Pence said, don't get masks. Don't worry about it. Mike, shut the hell up. To appoint a vice president with no medical background, and then the medical director they have, allowed a ship, even against Donald Trump's advice, to park and let the people from the ship get off. Even Trump, as idiot as he is, did want to happen, and against his advice, his medical director allowed the ship to park and let people off the ship to go through taxis and airports. How freaking stupid. I wonder why it's doubling every 2.5 days. Do they not understand we have a global virageddon plague? And when you look at these demon rats, they created it. I actually know this guy Fauci, National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease. These guys were involved directly. I have all the papers. We had 4 interviews in the last 2 weeks with Dr. Francis Boyle, and we've gone over them in our videos. You can see all of them. They're all free. Got all the papers listed and everything. You can look at the abstracts yourself. Oh, you're Deagle, I don't want to believe you. I said, it's not a matter of belief. You need to do a thing that I learned when I was 3 years old called reading. Reading. If you read the damn documents, you realize, oh, my God, Deagle, this is not a theory. It's a slap in the face. Oh, my God, our agency doesn't have to have it stolen by the Communist Chinese. We collaborated with them to create this super weapon. Why, Deagle, why? Because they want to kill you and enslave you in the Matrix. You're kidding. It's a Paul Bunyan line so big that people think, well, I can't believe you. It's too gross, man. You've got to be crazy. That's your defense mechanism. It's not going to save your ass when your ass is on fire. I have the fire extinguisher. If you don't listen to me, I am not only the angel of life. Unfortunately, and I don't want this role, I will be your angel of death. If you don't damn well listen, show respect, I'm no longer Dr. Bill Deagle Danger Deagle. You know, like Dangerfield. My days of lick spittle are over. You either listen or you're going to get sick and you or your relatives are going to die or be enslaved in the Matrix. That's how bad it is. These damn Democrats and the people around Trump are not doing anything positive to fix this or stop it, are they?
No.
Nothing. It's ridiculous. When I look at it, I can't even turn on the news. I go, oh, I can't take enough of the news. And I used to be able to watch Fox. I can only watch little snippets. Oh, my body wrenches when I hear Laura Ingraham or Hannity kind of just getting angry with people saying, you're panicking. I don't want people to panic. I want them to order a first-line defense kit. My son just told me we not only have the hazmat suits now here, from 5 foot to 5'7", but over 5'7". We have full gas masks that will be available shortly. We've got visors. We've got niacin 95 masks. We've got all the nutraceuticals, not little stupid things like just colloidal silver. We've got my Neutrodyne plasma iodine processed 100 years ago, Allison Med, NutriSilver, monoatomic silver, and a deuterium depleted solvent with liposomes and radionic frequency emitted. NutriDefense strips off the viral caps of all RNA and DNA viruses and all bacterial cell wall. NutriImmune to tag all co-pathogens that can kill you because you may not die of the virus. You die of secondary bacteria, like Haemophilus influenza or whatever. And we have the radionic frequencies to suppress the virus so it can't even attach to your body. I don't have part of the solution. I have every single aspect. And guess what? If the leaders of this country and this world do not listen to Deagle, because I have the entire thing collected, because God gave it to me over almost 50 years, our nations and our world and our economy will die. And the people that survive it will be stuck within a matrix with forced vaccines to sterilize them, and they will be caught with a chip in their body, tracking them to a cubic meter everywhere they go. And if you're not vaccinated, you won't be allowed in public. You think, oh, you're exaggerating, Deagle. Oh, it's just going to blow over in 3-6 months. I said, you know what? It'll blow over when your carcass blows over and the dust from your burnt body in a mass grave is blown over. Now, that's not very nice, Deagle. I said, why in your delusional mind do you think there's a nice molecule in Deagle? I will die for you, but it don't take a centillion of crap off anybody, including death threats or people screaming at me. You're just a narcissistic egomaniac. No, I'm not. I'm a superhuman sent by the Most High God to save your butt, and I have God love or agape love for you. I don't have it dependent on whether you like me. I'm here like a firefighter from heaven. Firefighters don't have to be liked by the people they save, even if it hurts them while they're saving them. They do their job. I'm here to actually save your physical body, your nation, and your soul. And people better damn well listen up now. It's time where you have to stop saying, I don't want to hear him. I want to hear this guy. I want to hear this one here. I want to get that junk from this Christian author. I think this guy knows better. I had one guy the other night talk to me, and he said, well, I wanted to manage it. I said, really? I said, well, your credit card declined. Well, my doctor was going to order it. I said, really? Well, your credit card declined, but you shouldn't be getting a manager before you get the first line defense kit. Why are you doing that? Well, my doctor wanted me to get one. I said, and he didn't have you contact me and get a first line defense kit? Well, he was going to give me stuff. I said, are you kidding me? Do you think any other doctor on this freaking planet knows what I know and how to stop the virus? Really? If they do, have them have the intellectual cojones or balls to call into my show live, and I'm going to do an intellectual vivisection on them. No one does. They're not bally enough, are they? You know why? I'm not nice. I want the truth out to people. I don't want them to suffer stupidity when I hear Hannity, you know, confabulating. Because, you know what? Otherwise, he seems to be a pretty nice guy. But he's way out of his place saying these things to people. Don't worry, be happy, like the song by Bobby McFerrin. What do you think, Lowell? I mean, it makes me angry to hear people that are uninformed making decisions for people that will cause the death of millions. It's bad, isn't it?
especially in an environment where information, accurate information, not polluted with disinformation.
Well, I hear all these people, even people that think they're experts, like Dr. John Campbell. He's talking stuff that's 1970 public health. He's a freaking idiot. When I look at these other guys on the internet, I don't see one of them, even though they put little diagrams on a little screen and show what the virus looks like, and it's got this end of 5' end and whatever. These people are in kindergarten compared to Deagle.
Yeah,
they don't know what the hell they're doing.
A few of the things we know about the coronavirus that make it different from a flu or a cold.
I can tell you, I know everything. I even have its atomic mass, the pictures and everything.
Mention a few things, and then you
go ahead.
Clarify where I'm mistaken.
Right.
It is highly mutagenic. It has the odd ability, like those candles we used to have on child birthday cakes. You blow them out, and 2 seconds later, they reignite. this thing can come back and reinfect.
Oh, yeah, you can actually relapse on it or can reinfect you.
From it and immune from it. It is damaging not just to your respiratory system. It also can attack your central nervous system.
Any organ, your heart, lung, kidneys,
liver,
any organ.
Attack your, what? Go ahead.
Any organ. It doesn't respect.
And that's what people need to understand. This thing is mutating constantly. They have found patients with 19 mutagenic variations of the same virus just in their body at the same time.
Yeah, here's the main thing that people have to understand. Firstly, whether it's 1% lethality in South Korea or 4% in Italy, once you saturate the healthcare system and you burn out the resources and you have no more ventilators or heart-lung bypass machines and you have so many sick healthcare providers, the case fatality rate jumps from 1% or 4% to, say, 21%. If you want 21% of the population of 70% of the earth dead, just do the math. I'd like you to do the math right now. Go ahead.
It would be bad. Well, I was giving you some simple math in the case of this woman who wants to use it as a direct political weapon. Like you got. By the way, she favors red flag laws in Colorado. This Bernie Sanders supporter who's a Democrat.
Woman. Red flag,
now,
yeah.
That means that if you are taken to merely threaten someone with the possibility of shooting them, that's enough to confiscate your guns under red flag laws. Why are these people not punished for threatening to use a lethal virus against innocent people?
I mean, that's why what you see is
between a gun and a lethal virus.
Well, that's why when we have
the virus is worse.
That's why we got the sexual perverts going to prison for 23 years. What about Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and all the other perverts that are out there, including Prince Andrew? He's one of many. Look at this guy, Agent Epstein. I don't like to refer to him as Epstein. He's Agent Epstein, doing honeypot, blackmailing of politicians and world leaders and billionaires. People have to understand, this is not a tiny fraction. And by the way, they're not just in the Democratic Party. They're in the Republican. They're in the Queen of England's Parliament. They're in countries all over the world, Russia, China. These sexual perverts are being controlled by honeypot prostitutes, videotaped, audiotaped, etc., and it's all part of the game by the global New World Order. People think, oh, you're just making it up. They go, I wish. Agent Epstein, they had a spider to get rid of him, man, and he didn't die naturally. You can tell from the pathologist. Said, no, he didn't hang himself. He was strangled. I'm a forensic pathologist, too, and I'm going to tell you, there's no way that man hung himself off a little bed about 5 feet off the ground. Didn't.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
More from Lowell. Lowell, give a book plug, because you and Craig Smith write these amazing books. They open your eyes. I mean, it's like Dee's art. You know, they open your eyes when you read these books, like, oh my gosh, is that real? And you document to the hilt. Tell us all about them.
Oh, and it'll show you the bizarre connections between what the government is doing economically, politically, scientifically to you.
Right.
Help you protect yourself and your family against them. Our latest, our 7th book, Money, Morality, and the Machine, by the way, see Craig on with Neil Cavuto on Fox Business, about once a week. And as I say, we've done 7 of these books. The good news is you can get one absolutely free. This is a 250-page book. We'll pay for the book. We'll pay the postage. It will not cost you a penny to get this. All you need to do is call a toll-free number, which also will not cost you a penny, 800-630-1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue. That's 800-630-1492. And I would suggest, whenever I write down a phone number like that, I think, now I've got it, I'm going to call them tomorrow. And by the time tomorrow gets there, I've mislaid the piece of paper. So it's better just to call this right now at whatever hour of the day or night you may be hearing us.
Yeah, and just leave a message, right?
Just leave a message. That's all you need to do. And the book is, it will not cost you anything, but it could save you, well, it could save you your retirement, your life, your well-being, the future of your children. You know, it could be a very helpful collection of information, as all 7 of our books are. But by all means, check it out, Money, Morality, and the Machine.
Right. Now, in these books, can you give some of the other titles? Can they get the other titles, too, if they just call that number?
I don't know what they have available right now. What are some of the other
titles? Is there a website that says, here's the other titles, and then they can say, oh, I'd like to get that one, too?
I am not sure, to tell you the truth. This is for the publisher, and it's the publisher who's...
If you can get me that, yeah, that publisher website, I'll just put it up, and then they can contact them or contact you guys and say... Hey, you know, I'd be really interested. I may not be available now, but maybe in the future.
Oh, okay, but I mean, we write all kinds of esoteric things, like we see the future, and it looks like Baltimore. The inflation deception.
Yeah. It looks like Baltimore.
When government inflates the money, it's their way of taxing you.
Right. Well, remember that miniseries about...
Whether you even know it. You may think you have your money hidden under a floorboard back in the back closet, and nobody will ever find it. It doesn't matter. They don't need to touch your money to steal it. They just need to make it worth less and less and less. And they can do that at a distance. They can do that just by printing more fake paper money. And they do that all the time.
But that's what people like Bernie Common Cause would do, right? You just print more money. Don't worry, I can pay for it, make it free. I'll make a free college and free. We'll go to power by wind and solar. We're not going to use any of these kind of fossil fuels anymore, and we're going to give you $45 an hour job, and you can just film and watch video games.
Yeah, I don't know how people get suckered. I mean, we have the experience of the income tax, for example. Back in 1913, they've got people to agree to the income tax by saying, well, it's only 2%, and we'll never we're only going to tax the rich. We won't tax ordinary people with this. So why not just agree to it? Those rich people deserve to be taxed anyway. How many of you are paying income tax right now? Because now you're earning an amount of money that in 1913 was considered rich because they've inflated the money and you are not protected against that.
Right.
So you are now stuck paying a tax you were promised you would never pay. And the same is true of all of these things they're doing now. Of course, you don't even know how much tax you pay. Because when they say, we're going to tax that rich company owner over there.
Right.
Well, that rich company owner will just add taxes as a business expense at the price of everything he makes and you buy from him at the store. Only it now costs twice as much because the tax is being passed on to you. In other words, you're paying the tax. Ultimately, he isn't. But you don't realize you've just shafted yourself by buying a politician's line.
Right. Well, I think what people don't understand, politician means many bloodsuckers, right? It's very appropriate, isn't it?
Politics, yes.
Many bloodsuckers. You're kidding. They're not that bad, are they? I say, okay, really. I'll tell you what. I'm going to walk over to the reptile cage, and I'm going to grab a blood-sucking reptile, and I'm going to walk over to your, let's say, your neck, and I'm going to go with some big, long fangs and go, and stick it right on your neck so it can suck out the good blood. It's hungry. The reptilian food didn't arrive this week. It's hungry.
And
let's feed it some blood.
Care, you don't want to be selfish.
Don't be selfish. Let the reptile have a little blood. That might hurt a bit. It actually might kill you, but it's a good thing to do because you like animals, don't you?
In fact, some reptiles, like the Komodo dragon, they're capable of running faster than a deer over a short distance, say 100 feet or so.
Isn't that scary?
And they don't kill with venom. They just kill by having so many bacteria in their mouth that you become hopelessly diseased if they bite you. and you hobble away, and then they slowly just wander after you until they find your dead body, and they eat it.
Yeah, but you know, there's nothing better than a slightly rotting body after they got good bacteria inserted into them, right?
Well, that's what you do in your digestive system.
Yeah, and by the way, you're like one of these crows or condors. They have such strong acids. No self-respecting bacteria could survive their gut. So don't worry, they're not going to die by eating your rotting flesh, are they?
No, you're just as beneficial to them as you can be.
Oh, boy, I'll tell you, it's like, boy, my last meal of human was so dang good, I want another one.
The Komodo dragon, for example, they keep that in their mouth, not deep farther down in their digestion.
Exactly, just in their mouth. They only have the bugs there in the mouth because their stomach acid is so strong it can't survive there beyond their mouth, can it?
Well, that's the nature of high-level carnivores.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
pretty much anything they swallow.
Think of politicians being the same way. The words in their mouth are lethal. So if they bite you with their stupid ideas like Bernie Kamiklas or this lady from Colorado, their lethal ideas bite and get into your bone marrow and start to digest you while you're standing there looking at them and their eyeballs.
What you need to watch in these politicians, this is a key element,
right.
They're constantly talking about redistributing other people's wealth to you.
Yeah, right.
And to themselves while doing it as middlemen. But they never talk about redistributing their power to you. And yet power is one of the two coins of the realm. That's the one they will not share. They just want more of it. So their answer is, oh, the last government program just made a mess. Well, we have to clean that up, we have to make government even bigger.
Yeah, I know.
It's a wonderful solution. And
we have to feed the beast.
What Bernie has been trying
right?
to do.
Feed that dang beast, right?
Yeah.
The government beast. Now,
and I mean part of the mark of the beast is you will carry on your hand or in your body a mark of some kind that will allow you to buy and sell. It says so right in the book of Revelation. And that's what we're getting now, boys and girls. They will have you eventually just with a microchip, probably in your wrist. You swipe your wrist over an electronic reader, and you've just paid for your bag of groceries.
Well, guess what?
You're also paid with all your privacy, your freedom, and so on.
We've had this invented for years. I actually visited Oak Ridge National Lab Building 10, where they actually made the DNA biochip. And the three sexes, the first sex codes, your haplotype for your organ transplant, the second, your genetics, the third, your all your other information, and it's linked to your body biometrics, your bone biometrics, your retinal scan, your fingerprint, everything. And your bank accounts, your passwords. In fact, they want to know your GPS coordinates, so even if they don't put it in you, which they're going to eventually, because when they force vaccinate, you guarantee they're going to put a chip in you, too.
Yeah, and the thing is, they're eventually going to interface so completely with your brain and computer chips, and I know they doubtless already are to a good degree.
Well, they're trying to. I know that.
But that means you can catch a coronavirus with your body and a computer virus with your brain at the same time.
You ever see the miniseries called The Feed? Now, you got to understand, and I know these people, they're basically knuckleheads and kindergartners compared to me in understanding what's called nonlinear stochastic fuzzy logic, non-algorithmic intelligence, or deep learning. I'm not going to share what I know because these bastards would use it to create the beast. But there's people like Charles Lieber, just got arrested 3 weeks ago, who's actually sharing data with the Communist Chinese and working with the government in the deep state to create what's called a lithium matrix interface between the cortex and working with people like Elon Musk, which is called MindLink. Because they want to create an interface, just like this miniseries on Amazon Vimeo video called The Feed, where basically they allow people to have, you know, be 1,000 miles apart and go to sleep with their friend or their wife in a different state, even, and sleep in cyberspace with their other person, or have direct mind-to-mind link, or link up with the library and download data or language skill to their cortex instantly anywhere in the world. That's what their eventual goal is, to make you a cyber citizen. Isn't it?
Oh, well, I mean, even before humans came along, there were bacteria that could infect a cat or a mouse. For example, there's a type of bacteria that can infect the mouse and make the mouse much more likely to try to attack a cat, which is basically suicidal. But, of course, the bacteria finds that perfectly good, because if the cat then eats the mouse, the bacteria spreads.
Right.
It's a way of reproducing. We will come to a time very soon, in fact, we're already really there, where you will have a computer input into your brain, and they will be able, by sending a virus, that is a physical virus like this coronavirus, to infect everybody, and that will reprogram the physical chip in your brain. It will interact at that level. So the two...
Why do you think they want 5G and 6G? Because they're trying to interface with that.
Why do I think?
Yeah, that's why they want 5G and 6G. See, people have to understand, 5G and 6G are the final layer of the mark of the beast. You know what's going to end this, though?
Anyway, they're saying we should rush ahead to 6G, forget 5G.
Yeah, don't worry, they're going to try to do it. It just gives more bandwidth. This allows them to hack into your, what I call biohack into your biology and your cortex and your pre-crime. What they want to do is they want to create a cybernetic matrix, an ape of the fact that we are an empathic being that are connected with each other on a spiritual level, but the devil wants to have his version of it, so he has us all in his matrix. But guess what? A pole shift is going to end all that. We'll be back in a moment with hour number 3. Paul Walter will be here from newswithviews.com. If you have any questions, do be brave. 877-317-6432. We're here for your questions. There's no question that can't come and unanswered, or is too far over the edge. Just stay on topic, roughly, and ask a good question.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.